9 minutes to eight, a simple and painless test for endometriosis is a big step closer after Australian researchers confirmed for the first time that a non-invasive test can detect a debilitating disease sooner. Dr. Shanti Gurung, postdoctoral scientist at the Hudson Institute of Medical Research and lead author on this study. Doctor, we're grateful for your time. How does the test work?
Thank you for inviting me to the radio show. So what we studied was the menstrual fluid that can be collected early every month and in invasive, non-invasive way by using a menstrual cup. And we looked into a small parcel bags that we call in a lay term, a communicator or extracellular vesicles, and we looked into proteins within those small parcels.
And so, Doctor, I'm imagining that detecting sooner means that people are going to get treated sooner.
Yes, correct. So currently, early and non-invasive diagnostic is the first hurdle into endometriosis management. So if we can find a test or a tool that can diagnose early and non-invasively, and then the rest of the management can be streamlined.
So when will this be available for general use?
So currently in this research, we used a small number of women. So whatever proteins we identify, we needed to validate these proteins using large cohort of women so that we can be confident in our tests. So I guess like probably in 5-6 years, these studies needed to be validated.
So Doctor, how many women, what percentage of women will suffer from endometriosis?
So previously it was thought 1 in 10 women, and recently an Australian longitudinal study identified that it's more common than previously thought. It's 1 in 7 girls and women of reproductive age.
Wow.
Yeah, it's very common. Mm. It's common than, you know, diabetes or asthma, but the funding is, you know, proportionately significantly less.
And why is it so difficult to detect?
So the lesions are identified in various places around, especially in the peritoneal cavity and rarely in the lungs and livers. And because these lesions are present in different organs, the symptoms that women and girls and women present is very vague. So more often than not, misdiagnosis is very common, or, you know, it's difficult to diagnose. Hence, it's taking a long time to diagnose, as well as not having a non-invasive diagnostic tool add to this delayed diagnosis as well.
Congratulations, and thank you for your work, Dr. Shanti Gurung from the Hudson Institute of Medical Research. Do we know where